Sukkah Lama Gimelav. So the Gemara says, Yosef Serkez, Tanur Banan.
All of.
Bade Alin, Lachin.
There's only
no,
there's no
kasher. Kasher. Okay, good. So what do we see? So let's cut to the chase. Okay, because I want to read the Rashi in a second, but based on Rashi, what does Rashi hold? Right, Rashi holds three hadasim because that's what you're supposed to pick up for your arba minim. But the most important thing about Rashi is that on top of them, so again using this picture, you have multiple. The whole thing is dry. And all you have left on top is three green leads. Okay?
Kasher.
That's kasher. Good. All right. If you look at the Rush, the Rush says on the third page of your packet, he says, he attacks Rashi for the three hadassim, but that's the kind of thing I had to, if we have more time to prepare, I'd make you read that. But what I care about is like this. Look what he says, venerally. Right? The second underlined area. He says, venerally. So what's the case of the most of the leaves are dry? He says it means on one branch, okay, and that's called a bad. Okay, and if you keep going, he says bade alim lachen klomar alim lachen yesh bekol bad v'bad v'lo shiyu kulam lachen tim ken havei lemeimar shlosha badim lachen midika amar shlosha bade alim lachen masha shiyesh ben mixas alim lachen. Now listen to this: that filu ein bekol bad v'bad ela ala echad kasher. All right, so what does that mean, Tucker? What does that mean? Right. So it's very simple. The machlokas is, do you need one hadas with three leaves on top that are green? Or one hadas with one leaf on top that's green? Right? That's the machlokas. Okay? Now I ask you, how do you define such a machlokas? So the real question you have to ask yourself is, to begin with, okay, if I have a hadas, okay, that's totally dry, okay, all dry, yellow leaves, okay? The question you should ask yourself is what? Now, there's two ways you can go. Either you're going to say what John was saying before, which is,
why is it good? Why would you think it would be good?
Why would you think it would be good on its own? Okay? But the other way to learn is to say that,
you assume it would.
Why wouldn't it be good? Okay? So there's two possibilities. You can either say, to begin with, this should be possible, or no, really, it should be kasher. Right? What? Okay, fine. So that's the giveaway. So good. Isaac picked up on that. Rashi says, what's the problem? He says, lav hiderhu. Okay? There's an idea of hider attached to this. Okay? But I still want to know. I happen to agree with Rashi's approach. I would say, when I look at this, right, why is Yavesh a problem? Why would I learn it that way? I ask you, John, defend your position. Like this. Think about it. You could approach a Havmina two ways. Either you're going to say that when I look at a Hadas that's Yavesh, when I look at this branch that has yellow leaves, either you're going to say it should be Pasul, it should be Kasher. Hold off with the Kasher thing for a second. Why would I think it should be Kasher and not Pasul? Because I'll tell you why. Let's assume we said it was Pasul. But what's the solution? The solution is, let's be hyperbolic here, one green leaf. But one second. You're telling me if I have 99 yellow leaves and one green leaf,
no,
it's not defined as Yavesh?
That seems crazy also to say that it's one leaf. I agree with
so
that.
So that's why to approach it saying that I would assume this is puzzle is incorrect.
Why not?
I'll tell you why in a second. Okay, I'll show you why. But I'm just saying, it makes less sense to say that a completely Yavesh Hadas is puzzle. Because the solution for the psul is what, one green leaf?
The
premise is that really Yavesh initially should not be a problem at all. Why? Why would I say that?
No,
because I proved to you because the solution seems very weak. So why? When I see this, pretend there's no green on top. Right? Why would I say it's not a problem? What? But more than Hadas. Okay. One second.
What did he say?
What? It has a trifold, right? Trefoil, right. It has... Forget withering. So don't worry about that. What do we have so far? We have our branch, right? We have lots of leaves covering the branch, and we have the plated design. We have all that there. The only thing that's not there is what? What's missing? Or I already called missing. What's changed here? The color.
Wait.
John, let me finish my statement. The color. all you have at this point by hadas is a change in color. It was a green hadas, and now what is it?
Yellow.
It's yellow. So why should we say yellow is a problem? Why should yellow be a problem? Ah, so John will say, but by lulav, a lulav yavesh is pasul, right? Right? Lulav is pasul. Okay, I can answer that in 1 second. But right now, let's understand the point I'm trying to. The point I'm trying to make is that I would never think this is a problem. Why? Because I have all the requirements of a hadas.
Hold on.
Again, let's just repeat that because it's an important point. In other words, we're going to see later on. There's a sheet that holds. If I'm missing one leaf from my hadas, one leaf, it's considered pasul, right? But yet he would agree that this is kasher, meaning a case where it's 99% yavesh. So therefore, what must he hold? But therefore, he must hold what? He must hold that a yavesh leaf still registers as a leaf. If it doesn't register as a leaf, then this can't work. One green leaf on top. What's it doing? What? I know, but how? How does it remove the psul of yavesh?
Because it's
what? One green leaf accomplishes is that it accomplishes this. It says that now. At least what I can say is, in a sense, I'm mitzaref, I'm related back to what the hadas was like in its live state. Because all this does, and that's why it's a din in hiddur, not like a, we'll get to lulav in a second. The hiddur here is what? It's that I should have a hadas that's alive, that has greenness, because greenness represents, in its natural, original live state. So what the Gemara is saying is that all I require is something in this hadas that does what? That ties it back to its original green state. That's the chiyuv, right? So it's not that the thing is defined. This is still a yavesh hadas. It's 99% dry. But as long as I have one green leaf on there, when I see that green leaf, what am I thinking about? I'm relating it back to its state when it was all green. You understand? To its live state. It doesn't define this as being alive. That can't be. But it's that's why it's a hiddur. It's a hiddur because what this does is it's saying now it's still looked upon as like a live. I can still relate it back to its live state. Exactly why Rav Chisda holds has to be on top, because it has to be recognizable. If it's in the middle, it's going to get buried. So I have to be able to see it. Obviously, if I could see the green, I'm now seeing the. I'm relating it back to its original green state, and that's a din and hiddur. There's no intrinsic psul of yavesh. It's not intrinsic. It's not a psul in the chefsa. It's nothing to do with the chefsa of the hadas. The object of hadas is still fine. The problem is that, that's what he says, is lacking in hiddur. It's lacking insofar as that there's nothing on there that tells you that there's nothing there that tells you about this thing being alive. There's nothing on there. So you have to have something on there that relates you back to the state of being alive. And that's a din and hiddur versus the lulav is a psul nechefsa. It's a chefsa psul. That's the difference. Okay? That's why lulav is a much different thing. This is not a din in the structure of the hadas. Right. No, but not
your idea of it, your relationship.
Right, exactly. The hadas has to have a certain appearance in it as part of its structural identity. That's the plated and the covering of branches. But the idea of green is not a din in the structure. Hidur here means exactly. So I have to. So that's a beautification idea. That's beautification. Beautification can be accomplished with one green leaf. Now, what's the machlokas between 3 and 1? Come on, that's easy now.
You need enough to relate to it.
What? How much do you need to?
Why would you need three leaves?
What?
One is just
any
like visual.
Okay.
Enough to visually recognize.
Versus what?
Versus a quantity.
Right, which would be an ob. Right, so the question is it simply a din that I have to have one leaf, right, or do I have to have an ob? Because what's the ob? Ob is the minimum expression of appearance, right? So that's the machlokas. Is it a din in the chepsa of the hadas itself that one leaf should remind me, should relate me back, or is it a din in the quality of of? Right? Is it of itself is the minimal shear of? I hate to use that word. Okay, the minimal shear of what do you call it? Of kasev arayvet zal. Okay, imahayu elu shlosha alin. Okay, so he paskins you need three. If these three leaves, okay, shenishtayru kemushin pasul. So if these three leaves are withered. I can't draw withered, but basically what it means is that they're green, right? But they've got like a little bend on the end of them.
Droopy,
green leaves. If they're, that's a better term, droopy. If they're droopy and green, now listen to what this lashon is. The ein matzil miyad hayavish ela halach. Okay, so he says what? He says the only thing that saves you from yavish is if they're green. Okay, meaning that if it's kamush,
just
right?
Just the three.
There's a threat.
We already know that they're green.
Yeah, but he says like this. He says they may be green, but if they're droopy,
well, then it's not okay.
Right, he says it's not okay. Okay, so now you had a great question before. Hold on to asking that. The Rush says, he says, v'zeh hider. So the Rush says, v'lo yadinon chumrazu, minayin lo. Where did you get this chumra from? Dekeman shakamash kasher. We know that withered leaves in general. If I had a hadas of green leaves and all the green leaves were droopy, the Gemara says it's kasher. He says dino kalach lechol davar. It's considered lach. It's considered alive in every possible way, right? So he says, where does the Ravid get this from? Meaning like this. Now ask your question before. You had it in preparation. You had the right question. What's the question of the Ravid? Right. Well, what does withered have to do with green? A droopy.
It's about appearance and our relationship.
But there is an approach to take. A simple approach. Look at this mathematically. I'll tell you why I don't like that approach. But you could say the mathematical approach, which is that Kamush is already a B'di'eved. And now I have a B'di'eved Hadas to begin with because I've rove Yavesh. So now if I have two B'di'eveds in place, then this is not going to work. Okay. The only problem with that, though, is that that's not what the Ravid says. The Ravid says, what does he say? He says, this is not going to be matzil miyada yavesh, right? Elo halach, right? He says, so he's saying that kamushin and lach are incompatible. So I think he's saying something a little bit different. But I hear that. You could say that. You could go mathematically and say, a b'di'evet plus b'di'evet equals psul. The Ravid says no. The Ravid says that the yavesh is really a psul. So what's the green leaf doing?
It's neutralizing the psul.
No, doesn't neutralize it.
It's reinstating
it. It removes the psul. In other words,
yeah, that's what I said. It neutralizes the psul, and you said no, it removes it. Well, neutralizing the
that's not true. When you're standing up here, you can do this. Now, when I remove, so if according to the Ravid, this thing is psul. So now, what have I done? So now, when I put the green leaf, does what? It means the psul's not been removed. There's no psul now. It's removing the psul. If your hole is removing the psul, okay, then how does he look at lach versus yavesh? If yavesh is a psul. Okay, what's lach then? When we say yavesh is psul, what arena are we talking about? You were getting to this. Not in like in a botanical sense. That's the rush. The rush is saying yavesh means it's a change in color, and lach is green. Yavesh is yellow. That's not what the Ravid is looking at. The Ravid is saying yavesh is a halachic idea. So is?
Lach.
So that's what he means when he says kamash can't be like lach. He's saying that What is he saying? Lach is a unique halachic state. Lach is only unique to here. You understand? Lach is a unique halachic category that applies to this case. Only a lach leaf can remove the psul yavesh. You guys asked the right question. My question is that what does lach mean? Does lach simply mean a green leaf? So if it means a green leaf, then if it's bent, it doesn't matter. It's still a green leaf. It's just a green leaf that has a bend in it. So who cares? But the Rav is not saying that. The Rav is saying that lach refers to a specific halachic category. It means a leaf, this leaf, right? Kamush is a different halachic category. That means a droopy green leaf. Those are two different halachic leaves. They're completely different phenomenon. This, a straight green leaf.
Full
green. That's what I said. You were almost there. Full greenness, right? No, but not because droopy by definition is a psul. It's saying that's a different type of leaf. You understand? It's not lach. Exactly. It's not lach. As follows. He says, Ubahadas to Alma. Now, the Gemara never talks about a normal hadas. The Gemara talks about which kind of hadas? The Asal Mitzra, the weird one with the seven leaves. But the question is, what about a regular hadas? How many leaves can be missing from a regular hadas before it comes pasul? What?
Sounds like none.
Okay, which would be this position.
Yeah.
Okay, 27 minus 1. If I have 26, it's pasul. Yeah. We're going to remember, we're dealing with a 27 leaf. Hadas. All right, so the Ritva says, he says, lo perush tamuda madine, which by the way, as an aside, is an astonishing thing. Why does the Gemara never tell us the average hadas case? I don't know, I don't have an answer to that, but it doesn't.
I think it seems like it does.
No, except...
But yet,
look, ika manda amar shetzarach she kulo avos, v'nishra mikol shiru afilo ala echad pasol. That's what you guys are saying. What that means is, in my fast Aramaic, that you're missing one, that's what you would deduce from the Gemara. And a shita holds that way. There is a shita that holds. It's astonishing to consider such a thing, because if you ever shake your hadassim, inevitably one leaf will fall off. What? He says, now look at the next underline. Yeah. The next underline. He says, look, he says, d'chid damrinan d'ba'inan kulo avos, hainu shihi jehe kol hashir mimin avos. Okay? D'kaimi tzlasa b'chad kina. Okay? And if you skip ahead, he says, "V'ha'inu darminan avos shalosh lo mishkachinan kolomar min avos." Okay, elosh nishu mixas alav kolzman sherubon kayam shenishar v'chol kamakan shnei alin kasher v'shapir mikru avos. Okay, according to one shita, if I'm missing one leaf from my hadas, it's over.
How would that make sense according to what we were just learning about?
Say, if you're missing one leaf, it's over for you, or do you say no? I can be missing one leaf from each kan, meaning I can have a situation of 27 leaves. What? I can. I mean, I can have a total of 18 leaves. As long as there's two per row, I'm good. What kind of machlokas is that? It's really cane. What kind of machlokas is that? What would you guys say? What do we mean by avos? There's two ways you look at avos. Okay? You look at avos this way, what are we saying? What do we mean by avos? We mean... Well, which means what? Which means that it's not that I have of, rather what?
Of.
Thank you. Meaning of, os, right? This is an entity, right? Notice the expression of avos comes through what? The chafsa itself. Notice this is a chafsa of avos. It's an entity. It's an entity of platedness. So if I'm missing one leaf, I no longer have this entity anymore. But what's this side saying? Why don't you say that the idea here is very simple. What does he mean by min avos? He means, an av means that you have per cane a multiplicity of leaves. The ideal multiplicity would be three. That's the ideal. The ideal is to have three. But as long as I have a multiplicity, then I have what Ariel is saying is this ordered appearance.
It's not necessarily rogue.
Rambam says in Parakhes and Hilchos Lulav Halacha Hey, he says as follows. He says, Hadash and Niktam Rosho Kasher. Okay, so the top of it's chopped off, it's kasher. Now listen to this. He says, Nashu Rov Olav. So let's say most of the leaves fall off. Okay? Im Nishtairu Shlosha Alin Bekain Echad Kasher. As long as three leaves are on one cane, it's kasher. So the Rambam holds this. I can be missing 24 leaves. I need three left. Okay?
So now, he has to hold the one.
What? What? Do we look at each cane, right? Each row as what? An independent entity, its own entity, and therefore, what's a hadas really according to that?
A combination of avos.
Of multiple, of nine.
Hence the avos
rows. Well, nine rows, right? Avos. Versus saying what?
Is it one common thing of avos as components?
Right, exactly. Do we look at the hadas as an entity? Right? So the Rambam would say each row is a component of the hadas. So when does the hadas emerge? It emerges via the combination of all these components. So the Rambam would say, as long as I have an of, right, I have a hadas, this cane has of, right, as long as I have one cane that has an of, it's considered a hadas. Simple as that. Okay?
Yep.
How do we paskin? Do we look at avos insofar as a chepsa is concerned? Or do we say we look at each cane as its own independent entity? What?